Hi, I'm Ailani, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Thank you. be there when I need you. Please be there when I need you. You know I'm counting on you. Be there when I need you. Be there when I need you. Please be there when I need you. You know I'm counting on you. I'll be there when I need you. You know I'm counting on you. Please be there when I need you. You know I'm counting on you. Pappy John's Band and Be There When I Need You from Having a Good Time Now, Volume 3, to be exact, today on Gyno. Welcome back to the chat. I'm absolutely loving the conversation that I'm having with my featured guest today, Brock Stonefish. We're discussing his latest release, Turtle Island. It's doing great things currently on the Indigenous Music Countdown, also the Indigiverse as well. And of course, I can't thank you enough for spending a little bit of time with me today. And you know, just real quick, I typically reserve this portion of the conversation for future plans, but I guess it kind of ties in, but I specifically want to talk a little bit more about the way you give back to the youth. And as we've been talking about this entire show, you are an incredibly talented guitar luthier. You're certified. You already have some pretty high profile names that are looking for custom pieces. But I love what you do with this giveaway series. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes, it's called the Indigenous Youth Guitar Giveaway Series. And it's IYGGS, and you can find it on brockstonefish.com. What I've been doing is I've been just trying to provide instruments for kids who have a hard time, and you know, they're from families or might be in a situation that they have no control over, where they can't have access to an instrument, or maybe they live up north and they have no internet because, you know, CSIS and the Canadian government shuts down the internet on Native communities so that we don't have resources.
Right.
You know, how they killed off the buffalo, you know. All that kind of stuff.
No, yeah, no.
But you know, we got kids up there trying to apply, and they can't even send me a video, a YouTube video, because it costs them so much money. And I have like some grandparents, and I don't know, I've lost touch with some people from Nunavut, Northwest Territories, who inquired about a guitar, so that their grandkid could have one. And the whole reason behind the Indigenous Youth Guitar Giveaway Series is to address the suicide rates in the Indigenous communities, and our youth are the leading victims of suicide in North America, and you know, I shared my story earlier in the discussions about how I was a suicidal as a youth, based on, you know, just trying to survive in a colonized world when I grew up in the reserve, and it was so devastating to me to try and survive in a non-Native community that the only thing that brought me back to life was a guitar. And so I just want to try and return that favor, and I've been giving away guitars in communities. Sometimes I'm able to give away a couple guitars a month, but so not all of them make it on the internet. I don't, you know, some of the kids don't always want their picture taken with the guitars, and that's fine. So that's what I've been doing for the last year and a half, 2 years now. And if anybody wants to support, you could, you know, reach out, email me at brockstonefish@gmail.com, or if you have any kids or any relatives or anybody in the community that you think might need an instrument, or they're outstanding, or even if there's a talented musician and they can't afford the $1,000, $2,000 guitar, and they're just getting by with a, you know, $400 or $500 guitar, and it's buzzing out, and the strings aren't hitting all the notes, and they're just making it work, you know. But I'm here. I can make those guitars, and if you send in those guitars, those donations to that email, I could take some of these guitars and I can refurbish them into a professional grade guitar.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm aiming to do. I
absolutely love the way that you're giving back, and it's clear that this is born out of personal experience, and I hope more people catch on to that, you know, and follow suit. You know, sometimes I get a little bit jaded with the music industry, and when indigenous people become rank and file, I think, within the music industry, but hearing stories like this really continues to give me a lot of hope that we can be, I guess, the engineers of some really positive change within that as well. I can't thank you enough for taking some time to talk with me today. I certainly hope, you know, you have another release coming out here in the near future and that you'll join me on Gyno soon.
Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure. I'm going to keep the releases coming for you. Right on. Thank you. Anishik, we glitch.
We are we are
Delaware, Ojibwe, Ida, man.
Gyno is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwenneh Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Tippy and PJ
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.